Hi, folks. Chocolate Yoda here, spelled Y-O-D-D-A-H, because film studios are litigious. Today ended day 4 and week 1 of Donnie Dump's criminal trial. And to be specific, his first criminal trial. And this one, of course, is about falsifying business records and election interference. And it was a crazy day. I mean, part of the weirdness of the day is that someone lit themselves on fire outside the courtroom in protest. I don't have any details beyond that. I'm not sure exactly what they were protesting. I'm not sure who it was or why. Nothing. That's a very weird thing for New York City. You know, New York City is basically my first home. Even though I was born in the Dominican Republic, I came over when I was 2. We moved to Washington Heights, like all good Dominicans do. And, you know, that's the first home that I remember. And what I can tell you is that there's a lot of mythology around New York that just isn't true. Number one, that it's an extremely violent place. In fact, it's not even in the top 10 for like crime and violence and that kind of stuff. However, it's the center of the known universe. You know, it's the most populated city, the most restaurants of any city, the most diverse city culturally, the financial center of the world, etc. So there's a lot of uniqueness and there's a lot of amazement with regard to New York, but we don't normally have people lighting themselves on fire. That's not a thing that happens in New York. So that was very jarring. But aside from that, let's move on to what happened in day 4. Okay, the first big thing is that the jury is now complete. Yesterday, they had reached 12 jurors and one alternate, and they were looking for a total of 6 alternates. So today, they impaneled the additional 5. So now, that jury is sworn in. From my understanding, the reason that they didn't wait till opening arguments to swear them in, which will be this Monday, is that basically they wanted to make sure that over the weekend they behaved accordingly to the way a jury is supposed to behave, meaning not to talk to anybody. You know, they wanted to make it official. So they swore them all in, and now they're ready to go on Monday. There were other complaints, other weirdness going on in the courtroom again, mostly at Dump's doing. At one point, apparently Dump stood up to leave and the judge had to literally yell at him to sit down. But aside from that, the appellate division rejected Dump's attempt at staying the case. So that's like the 50th time they've tried that, but that didn't work again. Now, on the strange meter, we have, in addition to Dump falling asleep yet again, so this is 4 days of trial, and each of the 4 days, Dump fell asleep. But today, he added a little music to his sleep, and he was farting as well. And this is multiple people reporting on this, so I have a feeling that it's actually true. And, you know, again, this is low-hanging fruit. You're picking on an old guy for doing old guy stuff. And I get it. I think that he deserves all of this scorn, all of the ridicule, all of the mockery. I'm all for it, right? But it's still, you know, an old dude doing old dude stuff. So take that for what it's worth. But that must be wild, sitting in this courtroom. And, you know, this is an old courtroom. This is a very old-fashioned building. They have not modernized. They don't even have a good HVAC system, which is why it's so cold all the time. The bathrooms are old. It smells funny. It's just an ancient place. But, you know, it adds to the gravitas of, you know, holding a trial there. And you're sitting there and you're watching this old man fall asleep and then start farting. I know that I would have to burst out laughing if I was there. Because I think farts are hilarious. You know, your ass makes a musical note, you know, and it varies all the time. It's hilarious. And then, of course, you know, coming out of almost 78-year-old bowels, I'm guessing that it was very unpleasant. So That would be hilarious to me. But, you know, it's weird in the context of the trial. It's just a weird thing to be happening. But that's day four. Week one is now in the hopper. It's not looking good for Dump. It really isn't. Because all of the evidence that they tried to suppress is going to be presented. The judge made one concession. He said that they were not allowed to play the Access Hollywood video, but they are allowed to talk about it. And again, this is an example of the judge being fair. You know, he's saying that the video would be overly prejudicial and that, you know, he doesn't want that in the courtroom, but they've got to be able to talk about it because it really is material to the case. So kudos to the judge for being fair. The other thing that's happening is while opening arguments are going to be taking place in another courtroom, Judge Angoron, who presided over the New York business fraud trial, is going to be hearing arguments from Letitia James that he should reject the $175 million bond because the company posting the bond did just about everything wrong that you could do wrong, and it doesn't even look like they have enough money to cover the bond. So it looks like enforcement in the $464 million judgment can begin. Now, it might not remain $464 million. I think part of the reason why the appellate division lowered the bond to $175 million was to signal that they're probably going to rule to override the judge and lower the overall penalty. But that's not that big a deal. That happens. You know, I wish it wouldn't happen, but it looks like it's probably gonna. But until then, the important thing is without that bond, he cannot stay the collection efforts. And also the interest keeps accruing as well. So that's pretty wild stuff. So, you know, stay tuned for Monday. We're going to see what happens then. And until then, that's it for now. Peace, love, and granola. Talk to you soon.